All right, let's get straight to the phone lines. Time to hook up with the MMM, the Money Monday Maestro. Let's get straight to hook up with Uncle Jeezy. Good morning, OJ Aito.
Good morning, Tola. Good morning. It's great to have you here. It's great to be speaking with you over the phone. It's kind of odd, but it's what it is, right? We just have to adjust to the system, right?
I mean, what is not odd right now? What is not odd?
Right. How are you doing, though?
I'm doing good. Interestingly, I'm doing very well this morning. Thankful to God as well. How about you, sir?
Let me ask. I'm cool. I have to ask you a quick question. How are the boys? And where did you put them this morning?
you know. Big shout out to my wife, honestly. People get to ask me that question all the time, and I just say, you know what, shout out to their mom, shout out to my wife, she holding them
honestly down.
Probably watching CBBs or watching something while, you know, probably snacking on something. doesn't mean it still don't come badging once in a while, but you know, we got that covered. And how are the ladies? How are the ladies and the guy?
They're all doing fine, no? They're all doing fine. They're doing well.
That's great.
I had to ship them out of this place I'm in right now so that I could just...
Oh, man. Okay, so I think it's safe to say we should delve straight into it before they come to, you know, before a coup d'etat happens right now. So, Money Monday.
All right.
Yeah.
Here we go. First off, a big welcome, big good morning to everybody who's tuned in this great morning. I really do appreciate that you are there today. And guess what, Tola? I'm recording this thing on my camera, so I have I'm recording on almost all the devices I have right here on
fantastic
my table. So, fantastic. Guys, how have you been these few weeks? Unfortunately, I've not been able to come on air just because of the challenges that we've had so far. And I had to keep myself healthy too, because at some point I was a little bit under the weather. And to tell you the truth, I thought it was the virus. because you know when you have a cough voice or a cold at this period, your mind just plays tricks on you. And it's like, God, I'm not ready to die. I still have purpose to live for. You know, I still have my kids to live for. So, but it wasn't the virus, and it will never be the virus. Let me put a Jesus name on that.
Amen. Amen. I put an amen on that.
Alrighty. Thank you. So we're talking today about five things that you shouldn't be doing, right? Five things that you shouldn't be doing with your money, especially during this time of a pandemic. Okay, five things you shouldn't be doing. By the way, this is Money Monday if you're just tuning in for the very, very first time. And Money Monday happens every Monday right here on this wonderful station, Praise World Radio, your numero uno radio station right here in Africa. Okay, so five things you shouldn't be doing with your money, and especially because we are in this period that is uncharted. We've never been here before. No one, not me, not you, not your daddy, neither your mommy, you know, no one has been here before. So these are unknown times that we are living in. And kudos to us. You know, 20 years from now, we'll look back at this time and tell people that, yes, in the corona era, in the COVID-19 era, did we live lives? How did we spend our money? How did we raise our kids without them going to school and all of that? So, for today, we're talking about five things that you shouldn't be doing with your money, and I have them listed here. And I really do hope that I can do this quickly. I'm not going to rush it, although I'm a little bit eager to be done with this, because I hope they don't badge on that door before we're done, because they can only be patient for a while, and their mom can only hold them down as much as she can, you know. So straight up to what we got for you today. The first thing here is that you shouldn't be buying too many shelter in place supplies. I mean, the first week of this coronavirus thingy, we find people me inclusive, we found ourselves at the shopping malls, panic shopping, buying stuff. Most of them, we thought we were buying stuff that would last us for 3 months, like 4 months, like 2 weeks, like 4 weeks. But many of us used up all the things we bought up in a week or two maximum. And many of us really, really panic shopped. And we realized that most of the things we bought were not exactly so much of essential things. Although toiletries were scarce, the tissue paper and what have you were scarce, sanitizers were scarce, the masks were nowhere to be found, and they went off the hook as we got rising. But we found ourselves panic shopping and buying things for the foreseeable future, which I can tell you right now, it's not really cool for you to do. One, because you have no say about what things will happen in the nearest future. If those things you have will be useful in the nearest future, will be necessary. So if you go ahead keeping and stocking your house with stuff, I saw videos of some people who stock their basement with supplies. And I'm saying, first off, this is not really cool in the sense that you have no say about what will happen the next day. Tomorrow, this virus could be done with and could disappear. And what are you going to do with all those things? The second thing is that by stockpiling your supplies, you will be depriving other people, especially those who really do need these things, of these supplies, okay? So at this period, things are scarce because everybody needs something. So you shouldn't go ahead to stock up and buy and keep buying so because you have the money to do so. So that's the first thing that you should be doing with your money, especially in this corona pandemic. So a quick one right now, just in case you hear dog barking,
we know,
screaming or shouting,
we know.
You know, it's what is in the environment. Okay, I have neighbors, I have people across the fence, and I have no say to what they say or how they live their lives.
We understand that.
For that.
Yeah.
So, number two. Tell how fast am I going? Am I so fast? Or I'm just
no, okay? you're just on point. You're just on point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Number two is this one has to do with stock. And yesterday I put up a post as regards stock and what you should be buying and what you shouldn't be buying at this period. So this is the kind of reiteration I'm doing right now. Selling off a bunch of your investment is something you shouldn't be doing right now. The truth is that the stock has been extremely, extremely volatile over these past few weeks going to a month, and that has led many, many, many people to sell off their investments in the hope of avoiding huge losses. So you see people panic and they go ahead to sell their stocks. And over the long run, it might look like something that is worth it because, hey, you don't want to keep holding stuff that don't have worth. But over the long run, I can tell you for the fact that things will get back to normal. So if you sell off your stock right now, you might be doing yourself a huge disfavor. All right. So this is not the best time for you to sell off. Okay. It might look like everything is crashing because people, of course, everywhere are selling off, and you know there are no certainties anymore. But if you can just hold on a little bit to what you have, things will get back to normal. We cannot say exactly when, you know, or how, but nothing lasts forever. Not even this pandemic will last forever, and we will look back at this period and say to ourselves, "Thank God we took some right decisions as regards our finances." And that's what I want you to do right now. Have a futuristic look on things. Look into the horizon and let the future help you determine how you spend your money right now. Now, avoid paying too much attention to daily ups and downs of the stock market, okay? If you're prone to making emotional investing decisions, you just have to be careful, okay? Seek advice from people who you think are financially who have financial acumen and are financially stable in helping you taking right decisions, because sometimes emotions and sentiments might not even the fact is true. Me, the greed and like I say, and fear are the two major emotions that, you know, affect people when it comes to their finances. Do not allow these two things affect you right now. Have a clear head, be analytical. If you can project into the future, to weigh your decisions right now. Okay, so you shouldn't be selling off the bunch of your investments as we speak, okay? Because very soon things will get back to normal and your investment will be worth it. Number three, I have a timer right now, so I think we spent approximately 11 minutes. So let's see how far we can go. Yeah. So number three has to do with buying a bunch of stocks you think will do well. Now, this is just almost as opposite to the first one, to the second one I just gave you, okay? The second one was, hey, selling off a bunch of your investments. You shouldn't be doing that. So the next one has to do with buying a bunch of stocks you think will do well. Now, this one is a little bit dicey because right now, because people are selling, so the stock is crashed and things are quite cheap, okay? So just because things are cheap doesn't mean you should just put your money into it and buy. And also, there are some companies right now who are stable because they're booming as we speak, because they're either in manufacturing or into health. So they produce drugs, they produce sanitizers, gloves, they manufacture stuff, they produce your household consumer products like food, your pasta, your tomato paste and your toothpaste and all this. So these companies are booming at this period. By the way, FRIS sent some mails to these people and said, you should be paying your tax as we speak. In fact, pay your tax faster because you guys are making a huge sales and huge boom in your business. So that was, by the way. So this kind of people, these kind of companies have their stock doing well. But it doesn't also mean that their stocks will do well when things get back to normal.
Right.
Do you have an idea? It doesn't mean, so there are other factors you should look at before you say you want to buy a stock that looks attractive or that is doing well because the company is right now in the boom. So just because things will not be constant, just because things will not last for long, I mean, this pandemic will not last for long, you have to look beyond now when you want to invest, okay? So I wrote it down here. If you sink a bunch of money into a company you expect to do well because of the pandemic, and then you lose it, that money will likely be gone forever. It could also jeopardize your financial security because you won't have that money to cover your living expenses when you need to. Alrighty. So just don't jump on stocks because you think they are currently doing well. Okay, look at the other things, the other factors surrounding it. If that stock normally is on an average, like it doesn't really, you know, it's just in the middle of the pack before the pandemic, then it doesn't really mean that it will do well after this pandemic is over. So you just have to be careful how you invest your money. So the fourth one, which I'm going to be talking about, has to do with traveling. As we speak, traveling has never been this low. It's an all-time low in the history of my generation and those of my parents and maybe my grandparents. Traveling has never been this cheap. Do you get? Yeah. But again, people are not even traveling. Countries are not giving you visas or giving you permissions to come to the country. So it's still difficult. So, but there are some countries where people can still travel to, or they can still go in between, you know, the country. So, but you want to be careful on the risk you'll be putting people in if you're traveling. First off, you're going to be spending the money that you shouldn't be spending when you were traveling. Your money right now, I don't want to say you should be so, okay, let me use the word, just be judicious with your spending. You don't have to do things that are not essential. All those things like traveling, visiting people, going for some honeymooning, and what have you, should be cut out as we speak for now, okay? Flights are usually affordable as we speak. And airlines, truthfully, have dropped their prices. Traveling might seem like a good way to get away from all this wahala, all these issues, all these, bad news. But it's also taking an unnecessary risk, especially for those of you who want to fall into the high-risk group. If you're older, if you're in your 50s and up above, you shouldn't be doing any of this form of traveling. So it takes away from the money you should be keeping for your health, for your living, for your essential, livelihood, basically. So traveling shouldn't even be where you put your money into right now. I take God beg you, stay where you are, okay? Mm. So as a result of this traveling, an effect of this traveling is those people want to have events. So, for example, my brother is going to be having his wedding this month of May. And I told him that, hey, dude, no sentiments. You might not find me at your wedding because, first off, there are lockdowns. That's if this lockdown that we have, today is the 4th of May. So I've not been to the streets. I told myself I won't be going out today.
It's crazy but out there, bro. It's crazy, bro.
It's crazy, right? Going out with my camera in a bit. So just to take a view of what is happening, on the major roads.
Crazy.
But I won't be going out for any work.
All right.
So I told my brother that I won't be coming for his wedding if this pandemic continues. So it was a little bit sad that, hey, this is his wedding. It's the one in a lifetime thing. And I said, dude, I can't risk anything. I can't risk my money, my health, the health of my kids and my family to come for your wedding. But looking at the brother side of it, it's the best time to even have a wedding done because, hey, you won't be spending any money on feeding people. Mm. You cut costs, basically. You'll be spending money on some things that are not necessary. Just the people that have stake in your life are those who should be at your wedding. For example, your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, if you're still alive, two witnesses from your side, two witnesses from your spouse's side, and the priest who's going to join you guys. Hopefully, the registrars now, the marriage registries, will still be open for you. Unfortunately, right now in the city of Lagos, marriage registries are closed, so you can't get wedded legally in Lagos. So perhaps in some northern parts of the country, say Niger, say I don't know, not even Bauchi. So but there's some places that you can get wedded at, okay? And these are places that will be so cheap. Things will be so cheap for you to do right now because you're not paying all this all these alaga ijoko, halls and restaurants and food and all those things. So if you want to get wedded this time, hey, please do. But be careful about how you bring people along because it's going to cost them a lot to travel. Mm. So the very last one I got here before we call it a day, which I never knew I would get up to 20 minutes of your time, is spending like it's an everyday normal thing. Now, you have to be very careful too. On a normal day, okay, I talked to Tola about this, was that last week, that I don't eat 3 square meals like I would normally want to eat. And that's simple because first, I don't go out as much. I don't expend as much energy. And because I'm always at home, doesn't mean that I'm always sleeping, but it means that I don't move around as much as I used to or as should be doing, which simply means that if I eat too much, the food just stores up somewhere in my belly and I have extra tires and I have all these things and nowhere for the fast to go. So it's my opinion that you should spend not like an everyday thing, spend less than you should normally would want to, okay? This situation is not a normal situation that we find ourselves, okay? So we should not look at normalcy as there's a new normal in town, okay? The new normal implies that you should, not spend than all up to what you currently what you used to spend money on. For example, your average meal is a 1,000 naira meal for breakfast. You should cut it down to something maybe 500 naira. I'm not saying you should not eat balanced diet. I'm just saying that you should not put too much on your normal. This period will soon pass. You can get back to spending, when Because first of all, people are not making as much money at this period, so you shouldn't be spending so much on things that you don't need. If you do not need some certain shoes or some certain clothes, like I'm wearing a t-shirt right now. On a normal day, I've probably been on a long sleeve, on an official shirt when I'm in the studio or somewhere else. But right now, you don't even know if I'm wearing the boxers or if I'm wearing the shorts or something. So I don't really have to buy too many things. I don't really have to spend so much. The essential things are just your food, your lighting, if you have to pay for that, and your bills, your essential bills, okay? So put focus on the things that are only essential at this period. Emergency funding, you should have some emergency stuff kept away. We hear this a lot, that every Nigerian is just an accident or an emergency away from poverty. So you just have to have some emergency fund aside that will help you if the case arises, okay? So if you have an HMO for your health, that is a good thing. If you don't have, you can still call some HMOs right now and ensure that you have an HMO going on right now as we speak, because hospital bills have gone up. Even hospitals don't even want people come around again, because, you know, some hospitals are locked down in Lagos because they now have been known to have treated patients who have this virus. So you just have to be very careful. So if you have an HMO, that's a plus for you. If you don't have one right now, please go ahead and get one as we speak, because it doesn't really cost that much to get an HMO. So primarily, number five has to do with you living an essential life. Extracurricular spendings should be put aside till later in the future. All right, you don't have to do any fanciful buying, any fanciful. This is not the time to buy a new console or a new gaming pad or stuff, or buy new gadgets, maybe buy a new TV or whatever. Mm-hmm. This is just a time for you to live within a little bit below the normalcy. Okay, live within. I'm sure if a family of four, I'm sure you can live within 80,000 naira in a month. Maybe the average spending is maybe 300,000 naira, but you can live within 80,000 naira in a month. I can guarantee that you can live within one or three of what you normally live by in a month. Try it out. Put out all your money that you probably would think you don't need. Put it out and just live within some certain amount. So one third of what you currently make, I'm sure you can live within that, and that will help you have enough money for the future, because you have no idea where this thing, this virus or this pandemic will lead us to. All right, so that's just it for today. So wow. A quick recap of what we talked about. Number one, I said, first off, I said, buying too many shelter in place supplies is a no-no. You shouldn't put your money into that. I also said that selling off a bunch of your investments is also not a good idea, because things will get back to normalcy. And after that, you want your good investments working for you back, okay? Also, I said the fact that you shouldn't buy a bunch of stocks that you think are currently doing well, because companies at this time are essential companies, and so you think that, okay, they will continue doing well. So you just have to be careful of how you put that money into an investment, okay? Number four has to do with traveling, okay? It's not the time for you to travel or do some things that are exactly essential. And the last one has to do with you spending like everything is normal, okay? You shouldn't be doing that. That's the point. Don't spend like everything is normal. Spend like you're in a pandemic. You're not a negative person, but spend like, hey, you don't know when the next paycheck is coming, and you don't know how long this pandemic is going to last. That is the wisdom I got for you today, and I hope that it's applicable to your life and to, you know, yeah, basically.
Wow, so amazing. All that
you do. Yeah, thank you. That's it. So, I've got questions, so like, maybe because we can't pick up questions around from other people. So, but are there questions that you would ask as regards this, or as regards any other thing that has to do with money?
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, I must first commend you for such a timely session, session you've just run us through this morning. Very, very apt and very precise for today's needs. Okay, so let's get into the, let me just speak one or two questions so we don't take too much time.
Okay.
Now, about cutting costs, living just your essential life, or only mm-hmm. based on essentials. That's what everybody should be doing right now. There's also the part of inflation happening right now, which is on the rise.
Yeah,
where your where 500 naira plantain is like banana. You know what I mean?
Oh, goodness.
So tell how does one get to balance that with inflation and then with having to break down your cost?
See, if you normally would, you know, finish a bunch of banana, say 500 naira worth of banana. Not the present worth of banana of plantain right now.
Right.
The previous one before we had this issue, like say it had like seven banana, seven plantains in that bunch.
Seven?
That cost 500 naira.
All right.
From my side of town, I don't know about your side of town, bro.
Okay.
But right now, it's like three lean things, like things that have suffered from 7 years of famine, you know. But if you used to have that for breakfast or dinner back in the day, you might just want to eat less, have little portions of food, and drink a lot of water. In fact, water is a universal solvent. It will solve this. It will cleanse your system of, you know, it's not problem, you know, in any health way, but water can, you know, I'm sure it can flush out virus.
Although water itself too is now a bit more expensive, but it's still worth it.
Yeah. That too. What has become pretty expensive, you know. I was at the mall 2 days ago to get some supplies, and I was like, okay, there we go.
Mm.
So we might just revert to, you know, back in the day we used to boil water and put in the jugs and in the kegs and put them in the fridge. So I hope we don't get to that point where we have to start boiling water and put them in the fridge. But you know, Tola, I told you this thing. What month was that? Just as soon as the virus hit the country, I told you that Naira was going to go up, right? That dollar was going to go up. And then it was 363, I think, or 365. Mm. Now it's 410.
Mm.
Now it's 410. I don't know what's going to be about our currency, but CBN might have to devaluate the Naira again.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's possible, if you have the means, you should have your money in some foreign currency right now and not Naira. And that's why I always preach that saving is not really a wise thing to do because of the state of our nation and our economy, which is, you know, topsy-turvy-ish in nature. You know, today is down, tomorrow is down, downer, and stuff like that. So having your money in there right now is not the best thing as an investor as a financially, you know, wise person. So if it's possible, have it in some foreign currency, say dollar, and that will save the value of what you have if you have the means to. I'm not saying that you should go, you know, do stuff to get money. I'm not saying that. If you have the means to save $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, all the more, the better for you. And if it's just 25,000 naira, you can convert to dollar. It can still do some magic for you. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure that the naira will not get back to 365.
Yeah.
Not now. Not in the nearest future. Maybe some other time when things get more stable. But for now, it's going to be high up there, say in 400 upwards. But God help us with our naira. God help us.
Wow, I could go on engaging you in this conversation for a bit more, but I see it's about 10 o'clock already, and I want to give a shout thanks and big shout out to the ladies for allowing us do this for this long.
Thank you, Jola. I didn't expect I was going to use up to, I was telling you that maybe 10 minutes, but now
I'm 30 minutes. Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Thank you so much, OJ. Thank you so much for your time. Talking about going outside, I would love to see the clips that you're able to take. Because some of the stuff I'm seeing online looks like it's really gangster out there this morning. Banks are filled up. ATMs are packed. Of course, what do we call it, downfall buses, and you know, your regular bus stops are all jam-packed and filled up. It is crazy out there.
God help us.
Yes, sir.
God help us.
Have a lovely rest of the day, bro.
All right, Ola.
Yes, sir.
You too, sir.
Yeah, bye.
Bless you.
Amen. You too. That was OJ with Money Monday on this lovely Monday. Bringing our time to 10 o'clock on the DOT. What do we have next for you guys? After hearing all of this, you know, you might just have something in your mind telling you like, oh, man, how's it going to be, man? How am I going to be? What's it going to be? But I got something for you. We're going to be all right. I promise you. And not by my power. Not by my might, but by the power in the name of Jesus. We're going to be all right. Okay? Welcome to the second hour of the Praise O'Clock Show right here on PraiseWorldRadio.com.